And with the recent attacks on the Muslim community, including the Christchurch massacre, as well as an attack on a mosque in Brisbane, questions are starting to emerge about whether a dialogue to educate people on the religion needs to be had to fight white extremism. Farah Taufik has this story.
The mosque terrorist attacks in Christchurch last week have led faith leaders and experts to ask whether it's time to start a dialogue between faiths and strengthen education in Australia to address the rising levels of white supremacy and Islamophobia. In a statement yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the nation needed to move forward from the attacks, prompting questions about how exactly to do that. Head of the Border Security Program at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Dr. John Coyne, says Australians need to learn how to critically analyse what extremists say from a young age.
I think we need to have a very detailed conversation and education from primary school age and above that teaches critical thinking to our young people in this country. And that critical thinking, we need to be able to teach people to look at things that are written on the social media, and then be able to identify the source of that information and make an assessment on, you know, is this reliable?
Others see a role for more dialogue between religions. Representative of the Australian National Dialogue Between Christians, Muslims and Jews and senior lecturer at Charles Sturt University, Dr. Zulaiha Kaskin, says faith leaders need to encourage more interfaith events.
I believe that we need leaders being present and encouraging interfaith events more. So it really needs to come into the conversation of, you know, everyday Australians and within the media, amongst the politicians. So there needs to be more of that.
Imam of Betul Masrur Mosque in Logan, Wadud Janood, says our politicians and media need to start talking more responsibly about Islam and reject false representations of the faith.
To change the narrative, we need to start a dialogue. We need more responsibility on part of our politicians and our mainstream media.
While head of the Counter-Terrorism Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Dr. Isaac Kefir, says any conversation should highlight the strong connection between Islam and the West.
I think one space that we need to begin with is a fundamental misunderstanding of a lot of what Islam has had to offer the West and the West to Islam. So there's always been interconnectedness, but people such as the shooter in Christchurch have opted not to see those connections. So there is enormous connection between what is known as Western civilization and Islamic civilization. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for that interaction.
These calls come against a backdrop of a series of anti-Islamic attacks in Australia.
The MDA Muslim community's largest mosque, Baitul Masrur Mosque, here in Stockley, we had someone who threw a pig head at the gate at the mosque and then shouted profanity.
Mr. Janood says acts of violence have been committed against the mosque he leads in Stockley, in Brisbane South, including an incident in 2017 where a man threw a pig's head at the mosque gates. Mosques in the outer Brisbane suburban areas of Kirby and Dara were also targeted last year by a group of four men who hurled abuse at members of the Islamic community. A 15-year-old boy was told he did not belong in Australia and that Kirby Mosque should be burnt down. Spokesperson for the Islamic Council of Queensland, Ali Adri, says there is an element in the Australian community who are willing to use violence against Muslims.
There is an element within Australian community, I guess within across the West, who are willing to justify violence against Muslims, who are celebrating violence against Muslims. And I think it's as much of a threat, if not more, as some Muslim extremists are.
But Imam Janood believes the answer is in education and awareness about Islam.
Education and awareness in order to bridge this gap between Australian Muslims and Australians.